I know you need ratings, but just hold it.
I have ratings.
I'm not saying we should be friends over there with anybody. I'm saying we should be objective. We have developed serious enemies from a one-sided policy. And yes, I believe Israel, through their lobby, has manifested total power of the Congress of the United
total
States.
Total power.
And my concern is the taxpayers and the citizens of the United States should control their government, not a foreign entity.
To suggest, as you're doing here tonight, that they control our Congress, that, quote, they are influencing and the sole control of influencing of our domestic policy, is an absurdity. It sounds like you are a kook.
John, I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling it.
And here's what I said, Chris. I said, I want to apologize to all the hookers in America for having associated them with the United States House of Representatives. Yeah, I think it's a big whorehouse.
Explain to me what you see as, you know, why you target or why you have a grudge against the Israelis.
The grudge is not necessarily a grudge. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, as Undersecretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush, number two, back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media, they control much of the commerce of the country, and they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite? Are you an anti-Semite? Anti-Semite?
Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it.